Baha'i Head Arrives, Saturday, April 20th, 1912, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. Evening Star. Abdu'l-Bahá, Abbas, guest in National Capital. Reception is tendered. To speak before Persian American Educational Society. Outlines his ambitions. Object of life to promote oneness of life and worldwide peace. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, world leader of the Baha'i movement, who has been in the United States for a fortnight, at the beginning of a tour of the principal cities of the country, reached Washington this afternoon from New York. For at least a part of the afternoon, he will be present at Rauscher's at a reception and musical to be given in his honor, and in consequence of the general invitation which has been extended to the public to attend this function, it is expected that many Baha'is and their friends will take advantage of the opportunity to greet the distinguished Persian. Abdu'l-Bahá tonight will be one of the speakers at the closing session of the Public Library Lecture Hall of the Second Annual Conference of the Persian American Educational Society. In an interview soon after he reached the city, Abdu'l-Bahá declared that his primary object in coming to America was to see the country. Discloses ambitions. Last year I went to London and Paris and saw those cities and then returned to Egypt, he said. Now I have come to America to see this country, for I have heard many wonderful praises and commendations of America, that it is a country well populated and well civilized. People here enjoy freedom and liberty. On the other hand, I have heard that in America, many great national organizations are being formed for international peace and arbitration. It is my highest desire to see these societies and converse with their founders and members. For the great object of my life is to promote the oneness of the kingdom of humanity and international peace. Replying to a question whether a person with a religion, Christian, Mohammedan, or Jewish, could follow the Baha'i teachings without abandoning his religion, Abdu'l-Bahá said, "Yes, for truth is always one. The prophets of God have always spread the one truth and have established the truth. Truth cannot accept plurality. If the followers of all religions will return to the original principles of their religions, they will immediately become united. The foundation of religion is one. We are following the religions of all nationalities."